to do the research and writing of the remaining essays, as well as much other work in my quarter century at this outstanding institution. A special debt must also be acknowledged to my assistants, Na Liu, who prepared the computer files from which this book was typeset, and Elizabeth Costa, whose meticulous work ferreted out errors, inconsistencies, and unclear statements that had escaped the attention of the author, reviewers, and copy editors. Any remaining errors are, of course, my own responsibility. Social Philosophy of Classical Economists. The classical period in the development of economics is an important chapter in intellectual history, with general implications for the evolution of concepts, the dynamics of controversy, and basic problems of methodology. Yet, too often the insights of that era are lost behind a veil of myths and stereotypes about classical economics that have arisen in later eras. Many people outside, and even inside, the economics profession think of the classical economists in terms of social conservatism, blind faith in the market, denials of depression, and dismal prognoses of subsistence wages. This image has become as common as it is grossly inaccurate. Vague and shifting terms have become so common in discussions of the classical economists that any reconsideration of them must begin with such basic questions as who they were, what these particular individuals had in common that causes them to share a common label, and what their role was in the intellectual and social history of their time. The main substantive propositions of classical economics still require enumeration, definition, and analysis, despite, and to some extent because of, the voluminous interpretive literature which has accumulated over the years. The criticisms of the classical economists, by their contemporaries and by modern interpreters, must also be considered in order to understand their role and their relevance to modern economics and to intellectual history generally. The meaning of classical economics. Who was classical? Definitions range from that of Karl Marx, who coined the term, to that of John Maynard Keynes, who gave it its broadest meaning. For Marx, classical economics began with Sir William Petty and ended with Ricardo in England, and covered the period from Boisgilbert to Sismondi in France, in both countries spanning the period from the turn of the 18th century to the second decade of the 19th century. The distinguishing feature of classical economics, as seen by Marx, was its emphasis on human relationships in the economic process, economic sociology in modern terms, as contrasted with vulgar economics, which emphasized economic phenomena narrowly defined. The classical economists had, of course, also dealt with economic phenomena in the narrow, impersonal sense, as did Marx himself, but, according to Marx, only as part of an explanation of more general social relationships. Marx's criticism of the classical economists in this regard was that they did not clearly separate the two kinds of inquiries on different levels of abstraction, as he did in the three volumes of Capital. Clearly, Marx conceived of the classical economists as forerunners of Marxian economics, as suggested by the title of his mammoth history of economic thought, Theories of Surplus Value. The Keynesian definition of classical economics was no less tendentious and egocentric. It included all of the post-Ricardian economists who had not repudiated Say's law. This led him to include among the classical works writings only a few years old at the time his general theory appeared, writings whose doctrines appeared to a leading contemporary to be quite as strange and novel as the doctrines of Mr. Keynes himself. Moreover, there were serious questions raised from the outset as to whether any identifiable set of economists had ever believed the things attributed by Keynes to the classical economists as he defined them. Certainly, no major economist from David Hume to the present has ever claimed or suggested that the velocity of circulation of money remains constant through all phases of the business cycle, which Keynes treated as a major classical doctrine to be refuted. Indeed, most of the classical and neoclassical economists were quite explicit